Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome into NBA Pulse, a production of iHeartRadio and the NBA. I'm Sarah Kustak, NBA analyst for the Yes Network, and today is Monday, April 8th. From our extraordinary core group of NBA journalists, we're joined now by NBA.com senior writer John Schumann, and Shu has got his 25th week 25 power ranking. Shu, are we really already here? We are in the final 7 days of the regular season. You got the Boston Celtics up at that number one spot, Denver Nuggets at 2, Oklahoma City Thunder at 3, and then it's the Timberwolves and the Dallas Mavericks rounding out the top five. But yeah, Shu, I don't know if you feel like the season has flown. I don't know if you're you seemingly never get tired at all as we wake you up these early mornings on a new fresh week. But Shu, when we are at this point of the season, obviously there's a lot of moving parts still in the playoff picture. It's made for a lot of excitement and intrigue for us of what the postseason might look like. But as things sit right now, what are you honing in on of what we know and what we can be somewhat certain of as we get ourselves set for the next step of this season?
Yeah, I think we know with 1 week to go a little bit more than we usually know at this point in the season. First of all, we know the 20 teams that are going to be in the playoffs or the play-in. The other 10 have all been eliminated. The Rockets made their little run, winning 11 straight games, but then have since lost 5 straight, so they've been eliminated. The Warriors are safely in the play-in. Second thing we know is that the Celtics have secured the number one spot overall, the number one overall seed, so they'll have home court advantage through the finals if they reach the finals. Third thing is that the Bulls and the Hawks will definitely face each other in the 9-10 play-in game in the Eastern Conference. The Bulls are likely to be hosting, but if things go wrong, then the Hawks could host that game. But we know it'll be Bulls and Hawks. And then the fourth thing is that the Clippers and the Dallas Mavericks are very likely to be meeting in the 4-5 series in the West. A tiny, tiny chance that that's not the 4-5 series, but it's very likely to be the 4-5 series, and the Clippers are almost certain to have home court advantage in that series. So that's actually kind of a lot for, you know, there being still 57 games left in the season. But everything after that is wide open, where, you know, the 2 through 8 seeds in the East are still wide open. The top seed in the West is still, you know, open, going to be probably maybe be determined by a Timberwolves Nuggets game on Wednesday. And then further down the West, you have teams that could go, you know, could land in three or four different spots.
Which is interesting on a lot of levels. And before we get, you mentioned that Clippers, the potential Clippers-Dallas series. We're going to get to that in just a little bit. But the 2 through 8 spots in the Eastern Conference. And let's focus in on that number 2 spot. It's been the Milwaukee Bucks. I think for a while, I will at least speak for myself. I assume they would be the ones that would be in that position. But all of a sudden, they've lost 4 straight games, 6 of 7. They're just one game in front of both the Orlando Magic and the New York Knicks, a Magic team, which they see 2 times this week. And they weren't easy losses. I think we've still been waiting to see how things look under Doc Rivers, making sure that Giannis Antetokounmpo, Dame Lillard, those guys are healthy, what they look like when they all are healthy. Chris Middleton, the factor that he becomes. Are Bucks going to blow the 2 seed and potentially not close things out in that position?
If they continue playing like they have been, I mean, yeah, because the first 3 of those 4 straight losses were to the Wizards, the Grizzlies, and the Raptors. Now, the Bucks were without Damian Lillard in the first 2 of those games and without Giannis Antetokounmpo against Toronto, but those teams they were playing were missing more starters than that. You know, the Wizards were without Tyus Jones and Kyle Kuzma. The Grizzlies were without, like, half their roster. The Raptors have been pretty depleted as well. And those teams are all bad and they've all been playing even worse, you know, over the last month and a half or so. So those are just inexcusable. Yeah, maybe you're missing one of your best players, but if you're a good team, you find a way to win those games. And then on Sunday, their defense just basically got eviscerated by the Knicks. So yeah, they've had some ups and downs, but mostly I think they've just been a sort of a disappointing team given all the talent they have. They're generally really good when Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo and their starters are on the floor together, but their bench hasn't been great. Their defense hasn't been great. It's crazy that they're you know, susceptible to falling, maybe to 4, maybe even 5. I think they could fall as low in the East. And what's just as crazy is that the Orlando Magic are the team that could unseat them and become the 2 seed after missing the playoffs for the last couple of years. That's just amazing. You know, the Magic, still not a very good offensive team. They're about to finish in the bottom 10 offensively for the 12th straight season, I believe it is, which is just, a remarkable streak of offensive futility. The 11th straight season. This will be the 11th straight season that the Magic finish in the bottom 10 offensively. But as we know, they've become a terrific, terrific defensive team. And they could go in there. The Bucks are a good offensive team, and it'll be fun to see those 2 games this week with second place possibly on the line and sort of a strength versus strength matchup.
Yeah, I was going to say the Magic are nasty defensively, and the numbers offensively are not pretty, though I think they have their moments and they've got a lot of youth. But I think it ebbs and flows of how dominant they are in scoring in the paint and sometimes a 3-point shooting. With that waning and the lack of volume of that and just watching them, I think when they hit some threes, they look like they can get it rolling a little. I'm curious if you think, and with that being said, how at times mediocre to bad the Bucks defense has been, and just taking a look at what they look like offensively against this Orlando Magic defense this week. But just in general, how do you think the Magic could and will fare in the postseason given their style of play? And given the fact that they are somewhat young and inexperienced in that postseason play?
I think their style of play fits okay. What they do, it's funny, they're a top 5 defense. The most important thing on both ends of the floor is shooting. And they actually don't rank all that high in regard to opponent effective field goal percentage. But what they do is they limit shooting opportunities. So they force a lot of turnovers. And they're a great defensive rebounding team. So they don't, they don't give you as many shots as they're going to get on the other end of the floor because of the way they play. They actually foul a lot, too, because they're such an aggressive defensive team. The one thing is, I just don't know what are they doing offensively in a close playoff game down the stretch. You know, Paolo Banchero is like a terrific talent, and he's going to be maybe a top five player in this league at some point. But, you know, trying to count on him to create offense down the stretch of close games is not a great proposition.
Another team in the East that we are intrigued to continue watching, Philadelphia 76ers. Joel Embiid came back after missing the last 2 months. And not only have the Sixers been rolling since he's returned, but Tyrese Maxey continues to show out in the double overtime win that they just had against the San Antonio Spurs. He had 52 points. They're currently sitting seventh in that play-in game. They're a game back of Indiana, but how do you view the 76ers team? I think it always, with Joel Embiid being out, had been the question of if he comes back, what does that look like? A dangerous team with the seeding they may have. Do you have confidence that they could come in and be a team that could play as well as we had seen them playing in the early part of the season?
I think we still have to see more from Joel Embiid. I mean, he's looked fine enough, you know, in these first three games that he's played, but I think you still want to see, you know, in this last week of the season and you know, whenever they play after that, how well is he moving defensively? If you look at like their numbers just in these three games, small sample size, but they haven't played good offensive teams, two bottom 10 offensive teams, and then the Thunder without Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Jalen Williams. And their defense has been much better when Embiid has been off the floor than it's been when he's been on the floor. But offensively, he's looked good. He shot well from mid-range. He's been getting to the line a ton like he does. He hasn't quite scored at a point-per-minute pace like he was earlier in the season, but it's been pretty close. And so now they are 28-7 when they've had both Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid available. That's an 800 winning percentage, which is slightly better than the Celtics have been this season. That's kind of an unfair comparison because it's a small sample size when the two best players have been there. But that just tells you how good this team has been when their two stars have been available. And I think when you put Nicholas Batum on the floor with those two guys, their numbers are terrific. By the way, like going back to that San Antonio win, can I just point out the pass that Nicholas Batum made on Tyrese?
Yes, you can. Absolutely.
On the game-tying bucket at the end of that, I think my favorite word in the English language, Sarah, is deft. D-E-F-T.
Ooh, okay.
And that was a incredibly deft pass from Nicholas Batum as he sort of just lofted it to Maxey, who was on the run. I think it was Malachi Branham that just barely jumped for the pass and just barely missed it. Maxey caught it and had an easy layup, but the pass was just immaculate. It was just a perfect, perfect pass from Batum.
There's the back screen. He's going to try to catch it. Maxey! Ties the game.
Yeah, I mean, you could see that coming.
9/10 of a second, no timeouts.
Oh, my goodness.
No, Batum. And we go to overtime.
And he's a terrific passer. Like, one of the reasons why they're so good when he's on the floor with Embiid is because he's a great entry passer. Like, he can get the ball to Embiid in the post better than anybody else. But, yeah, I think they are just really good. If those two guys are healthy, they're really good. And then obviously if they're in the 7 or 8, or maybe even if they somehow climb up into the 6, they're obviously a dangerous low seed that will be a scary sort of matchup for whoever faces them.
Yeah.
Unless it's the Celtics.
Surprise. I didn't think we were going to get the surprise nugget that deft is your one of.
I think it's my favorite. My favorite word. It's just a great word. It's a great word.
It's great. It's
just
not
just because the way it sounds and its meaning, you know, it's just a great word.
Well, deft. The deft passing of Nicholas Batum. I'm very interested to see, to your point on all of that, I think just some semblance of, you know, Kelly Oubre was another one who had a big game that night with Joel Embiid not playing, but what he looks like, Buddy Hield coming off the bench. There's a lot of aspects in terms of that reserve unit with how they could play out. Nick Nurse, of course, now being the head coach and some of the creativity he could bring to the table in the postseason. And just our conversation about the 2, 3, 4, 5s, it's not, other than the Boston Celtics, I feel like everything is wide open in the East, in more than it has been. So I think that also lends itself to some semblance of, I know Maxi is young and I know this is somewhat of a new group together, but an opportunity for the 76ers team that I'm excited to see. But as you had brought up, Joel Embiid at his size, with his track record, missing 29 games and being gone for that long, how quickly can he return back into game shape and get moving and get playing? I mean, he was playing at an MVP level at the start of the year in such a special way. So how close can he get back to that? I think a lot of that is going to be the questions. More questions as we head to the Western Conference. We're going to take a quick break and get into what looks to be another matchup in the postseason between the Los Angeles Clippers and the Dallas Mavericks. Don't go anywhere.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back to NBA Pulse. Sarah Kustak joined by the great John Schumann with another set, the last set of power rankings. Shoot, I should know this. Do you do power rankings in the postseason?
I haven't in the past. Oh. But guess what? We're going to be doing power rankings in the playoffs this year.
Go. So. Give the people what they want. That's what you do. That is what you do. And what it seems like as of late, what the Clippers and the Mavs do is meet up in the postseason. It very much looking like they may be the 4-5 seeds here in the Western Conference. And it's going to be interesting, Shu. I'm curious your take about just how things are shaking out. Clippers currently sitting in the fourth spot in the West. The Dallas Mavericks, two games behind them in the fifth spot. But Dallas has been playing so well. They've won 14 of their last 16 games since the trade deadline. They have been excellent. I know you've got a lot of numbers, too, to back that up. And in what they've done on the defensive side of things, I think Kawhi Leonard, incredible. But the Clippers, we've seen stretches and moments where they look like they can be a title contender, and then others where it's kind of dropped off a little bit. What is your perspective on what you think this matchup could look like if they do once again meet in the postseason?
Yeah, they're both kind of similar in a way, right? Because they both made in-season trades that sparked a really strong run. You know, the Clippers' run sort of came to an end at the All-Star break, and then they had a sluggish few weeks after the break. But they have won six of their last seven, even though Kawhi Leonard has missed the last four. And then the Mavs, they're the most improved team in the league since the trade deadline when they acquired PJ Washington and Daniel Gafford. Their starting lineup with Washington and Gafford in there has been terrific. They're actually 13-1 when those five guys have started together. Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving, Derek Jones Jr., Washington, and Gafford. And that lineup has allowed just 97.6 points per 100 possessions in its 151 minutes. That's elite defense. And that's the thing, right? Like, the Mavs have not been a great defensive team the last few years. They're very good in Jason Kidd's first year in Dallas, but since then, not so much. And so when you look at that, you know, post-deadline improvement, it's mostly about the defensive end of the floor. You know, they rank seventh on that end of the floor since the deadline, up from 20-something, you know, prior. So that's really good. But obviously, just when you think about the matchup between these two teams, you think Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving versus Kawhi Leonard, James Harden, Paul George, that is star power, right? Like, and that's the thing about the Western Conference playoffs. We're going to have star power in every single series, no matter what they are. But I think right now, like, the main concern is, like, all right, what's going on with Kawhi Leonard? Why has he missed the last four games? He's got some sort of knee inflammation issue. And that's story number one, because I think, in my mind, Kawhi Leonard's basically been the best playoff performer in the last several years. If you look at his 62 playoff games that he's played since 2017, he's averaged 29.6 points on a true shooting percentage of 63.5%, which is elite. You know, we won a championship, obviously, in Toronto in that stretch. But even in his playoff runs with the Clippers, he's been just incredibly good. He's getting a little older, but I feel like he still has the abilities to turn it on. I just hope that, you know, for the Clippers' sake and for all our sake, just so we can see this matchup at full strength, is that, you know, he's back on the floor at some point between now and when this series gets started. Or maybe they just keep him off the floor this following week, knowing that he gets an extra 4 or 5 days rest, you know, while the play-in is going on.
Yeah, and I'm curious what that looks like when you look at the Clippers, you know, two games here before they close things out this week against a Phoenix Suns team that is been working to stay out of the play-in game. And then they have Utah and Houston in their last two games. Meanwhile, Dallas will be at Charlotte, at Miami, Detroit, and then at Oklahoma City on that final Sunday. So interesting to see kind of how they play that out. What do you predict if these two teams meet in the postseason? What would your predictions be? Two healthy teams here playing one another, assuming that Kawhi Leonard is there on the floor and back with them.
Jeez, if they're healthy, I mean, I would. It would be hard to pick against Luka Doncic, especially since, you know, this will be the first time he's had Kyrie Irving alongside him in the playoffs. But I don't want to pick against like a healthy Kawhi Leonard. Like, I think that may be the best player when you take both sides of the floor into account in the series. And then he's also got Paul George and James Harden and a terrific supporting cast beyond that. So, I guess I would say like Clippers in seven, in part because they have home court advantage, in part because I think Kawhi Leonard, if he's healthy, is the best player.
I have to agree with you there. I think both me and you do not like to make predictions because there's a lot of variables that come into play. But you said the thing to me that stands out most, which is interesting, because before I would always say Kawhi, a healthy Kawhi, we forget what a monster, maybe we don't forget, but just what a absolute just beast he is on both ends of the floor in the postseason. But man, Luka, like how Luka's been playing, what Luka's been doing, the continuity and just like fluid nature that he's found with Kyrie Irving and this entire Dallas team. I do think there's something to be said for a team playing this well as they head into the postseason.
It'll be like it's going to be amazing when the West series are set, and we're going to look at like, and we're going to be like, four of these teams are not going to make it to the second round. That's crazy.
It's, you know, crazy. Like, it's crazy
to think that no, either the Mavs or the Clippers are not going to make it to the second round, or either the, you know, the Suns or the Wolves, if that were a matchup, we're not going to make it to the second round. You know, like that'll be, you know, the Thunder, the Lakers, whatever the matchups are, we're going to look at it and be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe four teams are going to go home really, really disappointed.
Yeah. And even, I mean, I know we've talked about it quite a bit, but even to see a Lakers-Warriors 9-10 game and then just how that all looks. I think all of it is going to be fascinating and going to be fun for all of us who love this league and love this time of year. Shu, as always, we appreciate you, your time, and of course your power rankings. We're talking about a handful of these teams, but you got excellent, excellent deep dive stuff on how all 30 of the teams in the association are playing at this time of year. So, until next time, we appreciate you and we'll talk with you soon.
All right, Sarah, thanks.
NBA Pulse with Sarah Kustak is a production of the NBA and iHeartRadio. Please rate, review, and subscribe on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.